Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And joining us now, my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr., DBJ. A good Friday afternoon to you.
That it is. You having fun, Joe? You got to be having fun.
I'm having fun. I'm driving Crowder crazy, so.
DBJ, he loves Coral Gables, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, look. He ain't alone, bro.
I know.
What's there not to love? Hey, Don.
I found not one thing not to love.
This weekend is Legacy Camp. You were down there yesterday, I believe, for practice. We'll get into that in a moment, what you've seen so far. But this Legacy Camp that Coach Cristobal has going on, how important is it, and what are some of the things that they want to accomplish?
But, Joe, you know, first and foremost, everything that Coach Cristobal does is important. Every single thing matters. That we found out the second that he walked on campus. And he treats every day the same where, you know, Miami's got to get better. They've got to get better at recruiting. They've got to get better in facilities. They've got to get better as players. They've got to get better as coaches. Across the board, you know, that's what he does. And I mean, and he sets the example himself. And as far as Legacy Camp goes, it's going to give a lot of players that are in, whether they're 20, 23, 24, 25, they're going to come down and get a chance to look at the practice and also go shoulder to shoulder with some of the greatest names in not only in college football, but Hurricane football.
And DBJ, with Mario being an ex-player, like everybody knowing he played here and all that, you and already embraced alumni like crazy with all of the Paradise Camps and all the Hall of Famers sitting on the sideline. Is Cristobal doing anything more? Is there anything more he can do with the alumni base?
Well, I think there will be more that gets done. I think, I know right now everybody is welcome at any time. It doesn't matter, you know, what type of practice it is. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. He wants all former players from all eras to come down and be a part of this program. And he welcomes them with open arms and their families. And I think everybody realizes that. And, you know, I mean, there were some big-name guys, Sapp and other guys like that. It had come down, and whether it was John Beeson or Sapp, or it didn't matter who it is. Everybody, Bernie Kosar has been down there. That every name you can think of that's been in walking distance to that university, they've come on campus and been welcome, and I think that's just the way it's going to stay, I hope, forever.
Don, one of the changes I think we have in college football or college athletics is during the summer, coaches in sports can spend a little more time with their players, a little more time evaluating them on the field. What have some of those workouts been like for the University of Miami football program with Coach Cristobal this summer leading into training camp?
You know, Joe, a lot of it has to do with the work that they can do on their own. And the players have shown me time and time again that they have upped their work ethic. And a lot of that was instilled in spring practice. And in reality, the existing players had to learn how Coach Cristobal and this staff wants it done. And that's what they did. That was a big part of spring, is to set the level of expectations, make sure that the players at least get to that level, and then try and push through it. And I've seen that every single time I've been down there. There's You know, there's never any walking. There's never helmets off. There's never hands on hips. There's never anything but constant movement and constant discipline and a focus by every single person on that staff to make sure that the next guy is getting better and that the staff is teaching these players and helping them become NFL talent.
And Don, something that actually I think Joe and me talked about yesterday was the size. Just flat out, just size, just height and weight of players, you know, not being up to par with those top guys. Are you seeing, as the guys they're bringing in, are you seeing some physical monsters that they're recruiting right now?
I have. They signed two offensive linemen in this class, young man from Jacksonville, the other from Alabama, and they are at a different size. One of the players came in and, you know, we talk about Zion Nelson, who people have talked about going to be a first or second round draft pick and a left tackle. Well, the young man that came in from Jacksonville, he looks like he's about that size already. And it's taken Zion 4 years to get to that level. So Coach Cristobal has a size and weight and speed that he wants to make sure fits into place. And you will see as each year goes by, you combine that with the strength and conditioning of Coach Feld and what's going on in that area and nutrition, you will see a bigger University of Miami football team. There is no question about it. And, you know, I think you're going to see it, you know, immediately. You go out to the Bethune-Cookman game week one, you're going to say, well, this is a bit of a bigger football team. And with that size, you know, the secret is what? Offensively, at least. It's going to help him run the football. I mean, he really, you got an offensive line coach that's as good as anybody in the country, and Coach Mirabal. You got a head coach that's a two-time national championship that played on the offensive line. Believe me, they're going to run the football, and at some point in the next few years, they're going to run it whenever they want. And I think that's the physical side that they're trying to get to.
We played this game yesterday, Channing and I. What is Mario saying without saying it? And the conclusion was, one of the things he's been saying, without saying it, is the talent on defense was not elite enough. And the evidence is Caleb Johnson, Akeem Mezidor, Mitchell Agudé, Daryl Porter, Daryl Jackson, Antonio Moultrie, Jake Lichtenstein, just to name a few, all defensive players, all of those guys are defensive players, have been added through the transfer portal.
It tells you that he's keeping true to his promise, that he is in the talent acquisition business. He is looking every single day to find a better player, a better circumstance, a better situation to make this football team better. And you don't have to, all you have to do is look at the draft. Miami had one player taken, number 234. And Georgia had 15 players drafted. Miami had one. Georgia had 15. It's pretty simple how to figure that deal out. You know, we're going to roll into college football here in a couple months, and the number one offensive player in the country is at Alabama. The number one defensive player in the country is at Alabama. That's what you need. You need the best players in the country on your team, and you really need National Football League players. And you go back to Miami's last championship, there were 17 or 19 first round draft picks on that team. Not draft picks, first round draft picks, you know, when they got to the point where they could go to the NFL. So he's figured out long before he got here, and he's going to make sure that Miami is out there looking for great talent and not just stars, guys that may be overlooked, guys that are not a five-star but could develop into that, which we've seen happen. I mean, Zion Nelson's a guy that was a two-, three-star player, and now he's going to be one of the top, you know, in a draft pick in the first or second round of this draft coming up. So you could develop him too, but I mean, number 234 is what I remember. That was the first and last pick Miami had in the draft, and that's not good enough to win championships. I don't care who the coaches are. I really don't. You can't win with one player in the last round. You're not going to win championships.
And speaking of that, the weapons, was something else, you know, I was concerned with where, you know, like you said, Rambo and Harley, them, they getting drafted, you know, they weren't high draft picks, but at least they were the stars of UM last year. Now, Tyler Van Dyke, who I do respect, DBJ, I think he's very good quarterback. Who's his weapons? Is Will Mallory going to step up and catch him 70, 80 balls? Like, what's going to happen in the weaponry of this offense?
It will be weaponry by committee is what it's going to be as of now. I agree with you, Channing. I think that's something that's going to have to – that they're working on this very minute. I think a couple of guys who are going to work the hardest, you know, the Smith kid out of San Diego, he started some games last year for us. I think he's a guy that's got to step up. I can tell you this, Xavier Restrepo can catch the football, he can run routes, and he can make things happen. And you brought up a name that I think, I hope, barring injury, should have a phenomenal year, and that's Will Mallory. You know, he started off slow last year, ended up very, very strong, 30-plus catches, and he is a guy that is a leader. You know, I had an off-season procedure, and he's going to be back in 100% in fall camp. They need him. They need Arroyo, who's behind him. They need Skinner, the tight end, behind him. And, you know, some of these backs got to get healthy. You know, we didn't have Rooster wasn't available much of spring. You've got Donald Chaney, who was out last year. They've got the transfer that has come in from Ole Miss, who I think is a very, very good football player. And there's going to be some talent there, but the competition is still going on. And is there a number one wide receiver that I can tell you to hang your hat on now? I tell you, it's Xavier Restrepo. After that, it's going to be some guys, and I think the competition will be through the entire season if it has to be.
You know, on that along those lines, and I know they just signed this junior college player, 6'4", 220-pound player from Lackawanna Junior College, which I think is the same junior college that Bryant McKinney attended. So Colby Young is going to come in and help out. But to continue that conversation, I am concerned for Van Dyke because when the money was on the table last year, the biggest plays in whatever game generally went in the direction of Rambo. Win or lose, Michigan State game needed the Florida State game. There was a fourth down play in traffic. It's Rambo that makes the play. Virginia Tech game, need a big play. It's Rambo. The Pittsburgh game coming off the goal line, third down, comeback route in traffic. It's Rambo that makes the play. So I'm a little concerned about that because if the ball was anywhere in his vicinity, Rambo usually came down with it, and Van Dyke had the confidence to toss it out there.
You know, Joe, you should be concerned, and I'm concerned too, but I think it works itself out or it doesn't. I mean, it's that or something else, but this will not be a one-dimensional offense. I think the tight end position is good as the overall unit as anybody in this conference. I think you look at Xavier Restrepo, who I mentioned, he's going to be as productive a slot as they're going to be in this conference. They need some outside guys. But to me, what solves a lot of issues is if you can run that football. And that guy will tell you, Channing will tell you right there, if an offense can move the football, that defense is scratching their head. If you can physically push the ball down the field, other things are going to open up. And Josh Gattis, the offense coordinator, you know, he's not afraid to go by committee. He certainly has proven that he knows how to do the running game. I mean, had almost had 2,000-yard backs last year, one guy over 1,000, another guy at 900. He got an offense that nobody can even name anybody on right now in the college football playoffs, and it was just because he used the pieces and he game-planned properly. But I would love to say, boy, this is going to be the next first-round pick at wide receiver. We don't have that yet. And they will continue to try and fill that void. But there's enough other options, and there's enough talent on that offensive side of the coaching staff to put a game plan together to help these guys be productive.
DBJ, you're saying it so articulately, but you're really saying you anticipate this team to be some ass kickers, like a tough team. You're not going to – when you leave a UM game this year after playing them, it's going to be some people going to the training room.
Here's one promise I can make, and I believe this, and it's especially since Mario Cristobal and that staff and Coach Mirabal and the defensive line coaches, win, lose, or draw, you will know you played the University of Miami. They are going to try and wear you out physically. They are going to do – they will get to that point sooner or later. And I'm not going to tell you it's going to be 100% in this year. But at some point in the next to be determined, you're going to walk out of that stadium and say, I don't want to play Miami. And I can tell you this, they will get back to owning the fourth quarter. They will get back to being able to make runs on third and fourth and second and short. And I think you'll really know they're there when you know they're going to run, when they have to run, and they run and they're successful. And that's just the makeup of what happens when you got a head coach that's an offensive line coach. I mean, he's down there coaching them guys not every other day. Every day he's down there working with that unit. And when the head guy is usually around that unit, good things happen. And as I mentioned, Alex Mirabal is as good an O-line coach as there is in this country. And they will get things done.
You know, we talked about this earlier. I'm going to add a little spin to this for you and Channing. It was this power ranking in the ACC that I discovered. And probably put together by the media or one of these ACC writers. Clemson, he had as the best team in the league. They got to get things right on offense, but their defensive line, they are loaded. He had the second best team coming off an 11-3 record. Wake Forest, 9 offensive starters back, a quarterback that threw 39 touchdowns a year ago, but a defense that was 91st. The third best team, North Carolina State, up to 10 starters on defense, that ranked number 3 in the ACC last year, coming back. 4 points kept the Wolfpack from an undefeated season. And his fourth best team, the University of Miami, with Van Dyke as the quarterback. Now, I don't know if any of this registers down here because of the ACC. So, one, I guess, would be this, Don, your reaction. And two, can you imagine if Notre Dame was in this league? I think if Notre Dame was in this league full-time, then people would pay more attention to the ACC. In Miami's fan base, Miami's fan base would be more galvanized toward the league.
I think Notre Dame, I agree with you 100% on your statement about Notre Dame. And as far as Miami fourth in the conference, I don't have any problem with it at all, and I appreciate it because I know how a big majority of those kids on that campus have taken that their entire lives. It doesn't matter if it was Alonzo Highsmith's class or Don Bailey's class or Jim Kelly. It doesn't matter if it's Vinny. Those guys take that, and that's fuel for them. That's fuel for them. If it's Tyler Van Dyke, and they said, hey, Tyler, you're the fourth best quarterback in this conference. Tyler says, okay, now it's time for me to show you that you're wrong. And so all those things work into our favor down here because Miami's got a problem when they feel they're disrespected. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, I get the rankings, Joe. I mean, Wake Forest is coming off a phenomenal year. That coach has done a very, very good job. You know, when you look at that, you're right about NC State. They got a bunch of guys back. They were a couple points away from having the season that they've all dreamed about. And, you know, Clemson, you look at that season, everybody thinks Clemson went 2-10. They won 10 football games, and they lost by, what, less than a touchdown or a touchdown to Georgia in week one, where Georgia turned out to be a pretty good football team. And then, you know, they lose, 2 more games the whole season, and their quarterback, that whole system imploded offensively, which was nobody thought that was going to happen because I saw that kid against Notre Dame the year before, and he did a great job. So they get that quarterback thing fixed. Clemson still got a whole lot of talent, Joe. But, you know, you look at that whole conference overall, you know, Miami's going to have a chance to make some big things happen.
It would be interesting to note, I think that people have forgotten about this, certainly I did, Van Dyke last year, 7 games, did not have a turnover. In those games, Miami went 5-2. 8 combined points. 8 points. 8 points, Channing, kept the University of Miami from an undefeated season inside the ACC.
That it was impressive there, but you're gonna have to put up or shut up now this year with what you got and Tyler Van Dyke coming back, and now, like you said, those the anticipation of what can happen, the expectations. I don't know if the team is built like DBJ just said. Are they built? Do you bring up Highsmith? You bring up, you know, Joe Beeson earlier and those guys. Is this team, are they ready to have those expectations put on them? I question it because I've just seen what's been going on down in Coral Gables.
Joe, I mean, and Channing and Joe, Miami's got to show the nation the talk is over with, right? The talk is over with. The hype is over with in the sense that the shoulders, the woulda, coulda. Miami's got to go out and win football games. The university's giving the athletic department everything they need. Mario Cristobal's giving the players everything they need. It's a marquee coaching staff. I mean, Channing, you know Charlie Strong better than any of us. I mean, I watched that guy. That guy, he's probably in his 60s. I see him getting down and running sprints with the guys. I mean, he's right there in it with them. And you got Jason Taylor involved in this. And you've got, you know, as we said, Alonzo and the offensive line coach and the running back coach. And, I mean, they've got a talented staff. But it's time, at some point, you got to turn this thing loose, and that's where they're getting them to. They're going to be in better shape. They're going to be stronger. They're going to be better conditioned. They're going to have, you know, a game plan that fits the personnel. And now you got to go play the football games. Do I think Miami's in a position to win a national championship right now? No, I don't. They don't have 15 draft picks like Georgia had. That's what we just saw. They don't have a Heisman winner, not a candidate. Alabama's returning a Heisman Trophy winner, and then the best defense player in the country. So, I mean, we're not there yet, but I promise you that Mario Cristobal is knocking on those doors trying to recruit those kind of players, and they're starting to come. I mean, everybody sees it. I see it. They went from a 50 or 60 class last year to, what was it, 15 in three or four weeks with two coaches? So we know what's going on. Look at the offers that are out. Look at the way that he's scouring the nation. He's going to find the talent, and it'll get here, and then it'll come.
Channing, it won't be long. Where are we here? June 24th, June 25th. So July, it's got a couple more months to go, and I will walk into the booth. I just celebrated a milestone birthday, and Don and his lovely wife Priscilla gave me a beautiful present, which I will wear proudly now in the booth. They're new khakis, Channing, and I'll eat my peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or Don will make me one on the road.
You got your bird Channing. Dogs, I heard.
Channing, I had to go. Priscilla wouldn't let him in the house anymore unless he put on some bird dogs. She says he can't come in with those the square khakis. No more square khakis for Josie.
Man, that's beautiful. That's when you're a real friend, when they upgrade you. DBJ upgraded you, Joe, like Beyonce talks about.
Yeah, well, it was Priscilla. It wasn't Dawn. It was Priscilla. She took care of two with one shot. Because I got to tell you, you think my khakis are bad. You should have seen what he was wearing.
That's right. Yeah. I wasn't allowed in my own house anymore, Channing. We totally upgraded the whole deal. Now we're wearing bird dogs and Lulus, and we're all up to date now. We're all up to date.
Well, hey, dude, shoes. I mean, listen, we are going to be two hip characters now.
But Channing, it sounds like you're jumping on board too. They're telling me you're not eating meat anymore, man.
Yeah, I cut off the meat. Lost about 30, DBJ. You know, I'm looking a little sexy now. Some energy.
First
sleeping
time you've
better.
Seen the ribs in a long time, right? First time you've seen those ribs in a long time.
Huh? I saw one rib the other day, and I was kind of excited. Just one, though. Just one rib.
He's out on that fishing boat now, Joe, taking off his shirt, letting everybody see what he's turning into. They offer that meat, man. It's not a bad deal. I hadn't had a hamburger in 35 years. It doesn't kill you.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The beef doesn't get to me, all that. It's the pork even doesn't get to me. It's those darn chicken wings, man. Goodness gracious, DBJ. Them chicken wings are too good.
Well, I thought you were talking about red meat. Well, I don't think anybody on earth should give up a chicken wing. That's almost a sin. Channing is giving up chicken wings. You got to give up something else. Don't give up on chicken wings.
I know. I almost want, I sit at a table, I want to lick other people's fingers when they're eating the chicken wings.
I understand that. That's a normal thought. That's a normal thought. You just don't go at it, man. Just stay on the chicken wings, but give up on some of that other stuff.
Okay. I think about it. The lifestyle. It's not called a diet. It's called a lifestyle change. Is what I've heard.
Yeah.
Well, Chan's very devoted to it. He's all in.
Yeah.
Look, Joe. He's got a mirror at home. He looks thin again. He's walking around the house flexing. He can dance again. He can run. He hadn't done for years.
No, he's like you. He's got a beautiful wife that tells him what to do.
Bingo. It's not the mirror. It's the wife.
You know, Channing, I have that situation as well. It just, I figure I'm going to speak for me. I can't speak for you. Sometimes we're slow learners. And they tell us what to do, but Lord knows sometimes I don't listen.
Yeah. It took me about 14 years to listen. But, you know, as long as you listen, as long as you come around, you're fine.
Sooner or later, we're both lucky that way, man. And look, I don't think Joe Zagacki's wife don't tell him what to do either.
Oh, I've seen it. I see him on the, I see him riding bikes around Davie, and she just points, and he just turns. He has no control of where his bike's going. Yeah,
it's a lot easier that way. Not a fool. I'm not a fool.
She converted Joe way quicker than we got converted. Way quicker.
I'm just a lot smarter than you two guys. I've just figured it out quicker.
Yeah.
You know, when Joe converted at I do. When he said I do, that was it. He was done. A lot easier on him than it's been on us.
Yep.
I look for the easy path.
I don't blame you.
All right, DBJ, have a good weekend. I know where you're going, so I'm sure it's going to be a very pleasant time.
It'll be fine, big guy. It'll be fine. I'll see you guys later. And Channing, you're allowed to have wings, bro. Don't let anybody talk you out of them wings. Cut something else out.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's an IQ test there, man. You got to stay on them wings.
I'll tell the wife.
See you later. Bro.
Yes, sir.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.